Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's the Platters bringing us back. Tony Williams on vocals. Lead vocals there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Kusker is our guest. TheFusionFactor.com. Did I say that right, Bob?
That's it, Jim.
That's the way, how you find him and all of his books. Several e-books, some physical books, and what's the new one, Bob?
The latest one is The Higher Ground, an insider's guide to finding a career.
All right, so check that out, folks, at TheFusionFactor.com. Bob is one of the world's leading experts on human resources. We're talking about immigration, Bob, and if employers were in charge of how to solve immigration, it would look a lot different than the way politicians do it, wouldn't it?
That's right, because we would put processes in place. And I'll give you just one quick example. You know, one of our problems with immigration is we let people come here on a visitor's visa, right? And then we forget that they're here. And then mm-hmm. we think, oh, yeah, this guy's been in the country for 30 years, mm-hmm. and we didn't know it. Shame on us that we couldn't put a system in place where we issue, you know, a holographic card to everyone comes here,
right.
and we talk to them once a year to see where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's hard?
And if they don't come in, we go get them.
That's right.
Send them home.
That's right. When I moved to London, not only did I have to get, you know, my passport and given, I then had to go down and register with the police station to say I'm a legal alien in your country.
Right, right. So would in terms of the practical approach to immigration that employers would use, part of that would be setting these people up on a path to citizenship, wouldn't it?
I'd like to see that. I think that.
But wouldn't that
be
wouldn't that be a practical way? I mean, some people talk about finding them and making them pay back taxes. I don't think that's a good idea because number one, those people don't have that money. They're not going to have that money. You're not going to get. You can't get blood out of a turnip. And so I don't think that's a good idea. However, once you establish them on a path to citizenship and they're gainfully employed, their employer then can start reporting them properly so they can start contributing properly. Are illegals, people who are working totally illegal, that everybody knows they're illegal, but they're working as an employee of a company, washing dishes or whatever they're doing, are those people being reported to the IRS, their wages and all that?
I don't know what employers are doing because I never hired illegals.
Right.
And we reported everybody.
And that's the story you're sticking to, right?
Yep.
And that's the story you're sticking to, right?
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. I have never knowingly hired somebody that didn't have a work visa.
Right.
But Jim, we already do a path to citizenship in a different way. On a small group of people called H-1B visas,
mm-hmm.
which are very hard to get.
Right.
The country only issues
70,000
a year.
Should we open those up more? A lot of people argue that we should open those up more. We should have more of those.
Well, since you have to have an advanced technical degree to qualify for one of those, I would say yes. That's what feeds the innovation machine of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more PhDs that graduate from colleges in the U.S., a foreign-born than American-born.
Mm-hmm.
So why steer that talent away?
Yeah, very interesting. So back, though, to solving the bread-and-butter issues of just regular mainstream, you know, line employees doing regular work out there, regular Main Street work, what should we do? How do we solve this thing? If politicians said, okay, market, okay, businesses, you solve this, what would be the 1, 2, 3 thing they do?
Okay. The first thing I would do is, you know, don't even wait for this 11 or 12 million illegal problem right now. Set up a system for monitoring everybody coming into the country so going forward, we don't add to that 11 or 12 million.
So you're talking about protecting the borders.
I'm talking about protecting the borders and also setting up the system. So when people come here on an airplane to go to college on a college visa, we track them and don't lose sight of them. So that's number one. Let's do that, Rich.
Like
we can do that today.
Like we did the 9/11 bombers, murderers.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
And secondly, we then need to say we need to have our Congress collectively come together and say, what are we going to do with this group that's here now? And that's going to be up front, because you can't launch a program, have those people come out of the cold, and then say, oh, yeah, now that we've got your names and numbers, we're going to ship you back, because then no one will come here. But we got to come up with that solution quickly, and that's a political issue that businesses don't control. If it was a business issue, Jim, I'd say do it tomorrow.
Well, and the problem we got, the problem we got in the marketplace today is we're getting no help from the government because both political parties don't want to solve this. If they solve this and we put it behind us, they wouldn't have a political football to beat each other up with. And that's where there's a lack of statesmanship. There's a lack of leadership. The dishonesty of both parties on this issue is astonishing.
I'm with you on that, Jim. And
it's
that's
hurting
what I
employers. Go ahead. Finish up.
That's what I hope we could get the message across to your listeners today is let's not make this immigration thing an emotional issue.
That's right.
It's a need for our business.
That's right. It's good for the economy. What's good for the economy is good for us. Hey, Bob, TheFusionFactory.com is how you find Bob. Come back soon, Bob.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Cuska, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.